it is a Tuesday morning, that means we have a chance to check in with our mayor of Canton, Tom Burnaby, and he is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Good morning, Canton.
All right. So I know we've got a lot of things to get to. City Council pretty darn busy last night. Before we get to all that, real quick, I just want, obviously, to address the situation that happened at Light Up Downtown. I know that it was pretty upsetting for you, but a situation that was taken care of pretty quickly.
Yes, absolutely. This was, of course, last Thursday, Light Up Canton. It was a great night and a great event, and lots of families downtown and Santa Claus and everyone. And we unfortunately had an incident in which a woman who got into a pushing and shoving altercation with some people that she apparently, you know, came to the event with, you know, took out a small caliber pistol and fired three shots into the air. No one was injured in any way, shape or form, you know, but it did cause a lot of concern and, you know, some panic for some of the people that were still present. This happened about 40 minutes after the show event had concluded, but there were still a bunch of people downtown. And, you know, she was arrested. Really, we had police downtown. We had a lot of security, as we always do. She was arrested within about 30 to 40 seconds of firing the shots. And she is now, you know, charged with at least one felony and another criminal act and so forth. And yes, I am personally angered and I'm frustrated and disappointed by this happening. I'm always disappointed by seeing this happening everywhere in America because we see it more and more. And I'm, of course, angry and disturbed that it happened in our downtown at a family holiday event, which was really otherwise enjoyed by very, very many. I'm grateful that no one was injured and no one was shot. And again, I thank our police officers for being, you know, there, you know, immediately to cover the incident.
Yeah, and First Friday was great. It was great the next night.
Yep, just to give some assurances, you know, every downtown event is reviewed, you know, thoroughly in advance for security needs by the police department. For example, the holiday event, this just followed the Christmas parade incident in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where the SUV plowed into the crowd. So, again, taking a look at what happened there, instead of putting up wooden barricades, you know, to block off downtown, we put up, you know, we had police cars crossing the streets and or snow trucks. So, again, we look at all the things. You anticipate everything. You try to prevent everything. But, again, we live in a crazy, crazy world, unfortunately.
Yeah. But I'm glad we, just like you said, nobody was hurt, and you guys are doing the right thing. So that's a good thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So, gosh, City Council, my goodness gracious, looks like they rolled through a lot of different things. Let's talk about that.
Yep, we're getting into year end. We need to close out certain things. One of the more important things we do at the end of December is to adopt the operating budgets and capital budgets for the next year, and that was done last night by City Council. For 2022, we're going to have a general fund budget of about $65.9 million. And really, Canton is a big operation, and we have lots of appropriations. Our total funds total about $355 million. This year, it's extra large because of the American Rescue Plan funds. Those total about $58.5 million. And we've already allocated about $5 million in ARPA fund projects and so forth, which aren't even a part of that because they're a part of the 2021 budget. So important thing to start moving forward. The final budget, the permanent budget, gets adopted by March 31 of 2022.
And I'm looking through all the other things that you guys are working on. I mean, getting ready for the new year, obviously something that, you know, takes time. There's a lot of things involved. You have collective bargaining agreements to take care of, correct?
Yep. We work our way through that. We have, we have two contracts with the AFSCME workers, and we have, of course, a police contract and a fire contract, which are still under negotiations. But last night we did reach agreement, and we approved collective bargaining agreements for two of our AFSCME locals. When I say AFSCME locals, they are 106 members of our technical and clerical type employees. And then there's 267 members. That's our largest union. Those are service and labor workers. Both contracts were very similar, one-year contracts, 3% pay raises. We are giving $1,000 COVID essential worker bonuses because these people worked, and came to work throughout the COVID last year and earlier this year. And we're also providing $500 COVID vaccination bonuses. And, of course, you can only earn that if you are or obtain vaccines for COVID. And both are one-year contracts. We made them one-year contracts rather than three-year contracts because we need to assess next year the anticipated revenue losses, and we do anticipate such losses, which are going to be caused or have been caused in the past by the remote stay-at-home work. And so we thank our employees and both unions who do a great job for the city, and we are ready to wrap those up.
So the OHSAA playoff games, boy, they were exciting games, and looks like a great thing for Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium and the city and the county, everybody.
Yeah, the high school playoff games, we had a great weekend of weather, great games. I think every game was really a thriller and a close game, except for maybe one. I thought that everyone did a great job. Again, great attendance, and congratulations to Visit Canton and Allie Busey. The executive director does a great job, and to all of Hall of Fame people and all of Hall of Fame Village people for hosting these games. We thank them very, very much, and we're really proud of putting Canton in the spotlight.
Well, so many other things going on for the holidays, and we're just about out of time. Anything else you wanted to mention real quick?
Just again, we have the Canton Outside of Canton Christmas Holiday Turkey and Food Giveaway this Saturday, December 11th. We did that last year. These are former, outstanding high school athletic greats who have moved on, but they come back to Canton for this. That's Saturday, December 11th, 12 to 6:30 at St. Paul AME Church. We have the Nutcracker this weekend. We have coming up the next couple of days this weekend. We have a Christmas Carol over the next several weeks. One thing, we have the Holiday Hayride Stadium Park. Go to the Canton Parks and Rec website. Hayrides, $5 per person, 20-minute rides around the park. See the holiday lighting. Back to the Garden Center for cookies and hot chocolate. And one last thing, and today, again, I wouldn't want to pass this without mentioning, today is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. It's the day that the attack that led us into World War II, and it was day one of the Greatest Generation. And a salute to all of our heroes of World War II and to all of our veterans. Thank you.
All right, and thank you as well for your service as a veteran.
Okay, Pam.
And you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
We shall. It's getting exciting. Christmas and all the holidays are here. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.